What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kinda Funny podcast. I am one of your hosts, Nick Scarpino, alongside the man whose Jordan collection I revere, Mr. Tim Giddings.
A lot of S's on that, hosts.
Hosts. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, growing up was always weird for me for many reasons, but one of them, my last name, Geddes, has an S at the end.
Yeah. Not so Getty.
Exactly. And like, Geddes. And so like having to say like, how do I say that my family possesses something? You know,
I still don't know.
It was hard.
It's just a little apostrophe afterwards.
The apostrophe just after my name, and then people get all confused. Some people add an extra S. That's not right.
No,
it ain't right.
One S, apostrophe.
I'd add an ES.
Geddes it.
Yeah,
Geddes. What about IES?
IEZ.
That voice you hear, of course, ladies and gentlemen, is the head shotting. No, shit. I thought I had it.
Rooting,
just try.
3-point
go from the top, Jake, without looking.
The Texas Street Latino Heat, clicking heads and ripping them to shreds. The headshot and globetrotting nitro rifle from twitch.tv, Mr. Andy Cortez.
You got two of them flipped there.
Yeah, whatever.
Globetrotting headshot.
Good.
And you missed the rooting tooting 3-point shoot.
No, I don't. I pare it down. I added it.
You were the one who added
it. It's like when your mom goes, I brought you into this world. I could take you out of this world. You go, Mom, I can't go back up in there.
It's weird because you added it as a way to like annoy me. I can't go back up in there.
You're too big now. Do you want to restart this one?
Not at all. And of course, joining us for the 13th time on this podcast, the Czar of NAR, the man who only knows shorts, Mr. Snowbike Mike.
Thank you, homie. I'm a shorts guy now. I got some dope new shorts.
Just now.
For you, Andy, because I'd worn all my shorts in front of all of y'all. I was like, you know what? Probably go get new ones.
What do they say?
Nike right across the front. I'm like a boxer. You know what I mean? I'm getting ready for Creator Clash 3. Word around town is Mike and Nick will participate. We will not fight each other, but we will fight other opponents that would.
Fighting each other would be useless. We'd get absolutely zero promotional benefit out of that. And yet, somehow, I think that's how it's going to wind up.
Yeah, I'm down.
Somehow, in my brain, I think we fight each other in our parking lot. We call it Create a Clash. We make less money somehow about it, and I get my nose broken by Snowbike Mike.
Yes.
Are you? Is it something that you kind of deal with every day? Where you're like, what else am I going to? Do I got anything new to show the guys at work?
What cool stuff can I bring for show and tell?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some stuff I haven't shown y'all. Like my finger puppets.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe, but I also totally know you're being honest.
Mm-hmm. He's being honest.
Please explain.
I bought finger puppets at a local farmer's market one weekend, and I would like to show them off.
I would love it if we showed off the finger puppets.
Okay.
I would like to do that on the morning show, and I would like to create a narrative for your finger puppet.
Okay.
If you like that. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, this is the Kinda Funny podcast where each and every week, four, sometimes five best friends gather around this table, each bringing some fun stuff to talk about for your viewing pleasure and auditory pleasure. A couple housekeeping things before we get into the fun. Greg Miller, the man, the myth, the legend. The old, old, gray-haired workhorse. Is turning 40 years old this Thursday, and you better believe we are going to be streaming live that whole thing. We got some special guests coming, probably around 11:30 a.m. Pacific time here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames or over on the YouTubes. We're going to be celebrating with him, so come bring him a digital cake and help him celebrate. And, oh, God, I can't wait to see how many people start calling his old ass old.
I mean, we can say it. It's already public access out there. He's public information, public access. Mm-hmm. Xavier Woods, Austin Creed is coming through.
Woo.
Yeah. So that's going to be great. He's doing games daily as well. He's going to be hanging out with us all day. Thursday, the date, April 27th. Everyone wants to hang out. You know what's also interesting about April 27th? Mm. Greg Miller's 40th birthday. My dog Moose's third birthday.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's Are nice. We going to celebrate both?
I think we should.
We should.
I think we should.
I have another
because
cool
together
date
your dog and him make me.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and hit me with
I have another date announcement. I'm happy to report that next year, 420 and Earth Day will fall on the same day. And that's a big deal. That's a big deal.
No way.
I thought that was going to be the day that you planned on doing a backflip for us.
No, that's December. I would like to do a backflip by December.
I'm going to help him. You know how the gymnast puts his hand on his back?
What? I don't like that there was a little too much finger in that.
In what way is your hand? I'm going to help him.
Yeah, he's going to pick up the small of my back.
The small of his back.
Yeah. The small of his back.
That's what they do when you learn how to do it. They put you your coach.
You can't use the small of your hand. You have to use the other side of your hand.
I got to use the back of my hand. Like
no, you can't use the small of your hand. It has to be the other side of your hand. The big of your hand.
I have to use the big of my hand. The cup. My hand cup. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your hand cup. Why did they call it small?
I don't know.
The small of your back?
Yeah. Small on your back. Small,
yeah, what's up?
I have no idea. That's more of a science with Kevin.
I think it's like the lower end of it. Like, there's that specific one spot that friends back in the day would always just like slap the shit out of like right above your butt, like kind of like in the lower of your back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like really painful. There's a lot of nerves there. I don't know.
Because your back kind of like goes like this.
It's a crevasse.
You guys are explaining a lot of things except for why it's called small. Yeah. Yeah, I now know where it is and you know, and like curve. The shape of it. But yeah. The size is the question I have.
It's because it's the lower side of your back.
We're going to look that up, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to keep going with housekeeping while we do that. Hey, another housekeeping news. I'm doing a really cool show at the Lost Church in San Francisco, April 28th. That's this Friday. It's a rad underground speakeasy in the heart of the North Beach District in San Francisco, where all the real Italians reside. Go over to kindoffunny.com/Lost Church for tickets and information.
Great
and
first day being 40.
It's going to be incredible. You think you'll show up to my show?
Not a chance.
Not a fucking
Absolutely
chance.
Not a chance.
Thank you to our Patreon producers, Tripod Plus Plus, James Hasting, Casey Andrew, Nathan Lamoth, and Al the Destructor, Tribesman.
Ow.
We're brought to you today by Rocket Money, but we're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Have you ever seen a big back?
I don't want to talk about it on this
show.
Yeah,
I was going to say, I don't know if we can get into that early. Okay, Kevin, what do we have here? My eyes are not that good. Can you?
Hold on. Let me read that so I can prove that my
read
vision
that
is better than Mike's. The small of your back is the part of the
refers
person's
to the
back,
narrow part of the back
where waist. The spine.
Oh, you're in the top.
Curves
oh,
in
no,
the
purple highlighted
level
part
of the waist. Oh, the purple part. Okay, mm-hmm. Sorry. The small back refers to the narrow part of the back at the waist. And derives from the original meaning of a small, or is that a meaning narrow? To quote the OED, of no great extent laterally is comparison to length.
OED?
No, Old Mike, I want you to read the paragraph right
now,
below.
Let's all stop really quick. Tim, can you read the second paragraph
no.
after that?
No.
Okay, Nick, can you read the second paragraph after
Tim,
that?
Tim, you just got
the word
lazy.
Small is...
It's a couple years old now.
Something with old-fashioned and old Dutch.
Now, you couldn't
Thanks,
read
everyone. That's
word?
All I
Kev,
need.
Get out here.
Appreciate that.
I can't read that. No, it's too small.
Thanks, everyone.
I'm just proving that I have better vision than you.
You know what?
Well, you're also happy.
Appreciate you, but I also have to
Let's
say
put it this way. If I was,
I'm very pleased with what we're seeing right
if
now.
If I was where Andy was, I could read it.
Okay.
Because Andy's
yeah.
a foot closer.
Andy
I mean,
is
look,
2 feet closer.
Look, this is, I'm not going to say it's not challenging. I struggled through a bit of it. But also, Mike, you couldn't read that if I was 17 times bigger.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Small as a noun. Yeah, I can read that.
I'm just saying.
Great vision.
Three out of the five.
I'm just saying. You know a bit. You know a big dog.
That's all I need.
Kevin memorized that sentence before he came in. He memorized that.
What I was telling Mike
small
is that.
The back.
Yes, easy. You know, also, I can't confirm or deny what it says.
What I was telling Mike today on the morning show, Tim, is that I had a challenge for him where I was like, before you learn how to do backflip, I would big challenge, dude. I don't think you can do this. Go to the optometrist, get glasses for your eyesight. You know, like
backflip takes priority.
I doubt you, dude.
Backflip takes priority.
Though. Damn.
We were having a conversation earlier, Mike, where we're talking about getting new teleprompters.
Yes.
And we've been like, there's a lot of like so many just technical hiccups we're trying to work through. And Kev's like, they only make iPads so big. We got to get the biggest ones. I'm like, what are you talking about? The ones we ever find? He's like, yeah, but like, what if Mike has to read it? I'm like, we're not going to get the biggest iPads possible just so that Mike might be able to read. It's like, no. If Mike was required to read off a teleprompter, we'd figure out getting him his eyes fixed before just getting
Thank
a bunch
Tim.
Of giant
Thank
iPads.
You, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
It's really a matter
There's
of
no
like,
way you can control
cost
it,
benefit analysis.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Because the iPads, what's an average iPad cost?
I mean, the ones that we're talking about would be like $1,300.
So $1,300, we need him for at least
no,
three of the
I
cameras.
Monitor. I said monitor.
Monitors.
So for $3,900, something. What's 13 times 3? $3,900.
Regardless, he
do you
can
think
get LASIK.
We could get LASIK.
Easy.
For $3,900.
Easy. They're fucking giving
or
it away.
Or do you think that, and this is going to be crazy, mm-hmm. how much do you think it would cost out of pocket, no insurance, uh-huh. just to get Mike a pair of reading glasses?
I don't know Great about questions. That. Reading glasses, that's not what he needs.
I love the
reading.
Idea of Mike getting pulled over and then looking
reading.
At his ID and on his ID where it says, like, does he wear glasses or no? Underneath it, it says, can he do a backflip or not?
What's the status of the finger puppets in your household?
It says yes, backflip. Shit, never mind. You're good to go.
It's gonna be so dope. Everybody's gonna be unbelievable.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I want to throw out some thought starters today because I'm liking where the energy is going right now. And I haven't done a Patreon question in a really, really long time. Of course, folks, if you back us over on Patreon, you get to write in and sometimes read those questions.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm gonna go with Ryan Pawala Higgins. I have two.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go with Ryan Pawala Higgins today. It says, what is the best American accent?
Best American accent.
It's the best American accent.
That's a good one. That's
of course, you've got the
one.
New York accent. You got the New England accent. You got the Boston accent.
I love
the
Appalachian.
Boston.
You've got the Texas accent.
Andy.
You got the California accent, which I would say is one of the best.
Quick question for Andy. Have you seen the couple on TikTok where the wife is from Boston and they're like, she's pregnant and they're discussing their kids' names and she keeps ruining it? Like, they're like, I've been thinking about, like, what about Paul? And she's like, Paul. I like Paul. You know, she says it all.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I haven't seen those videos, Kevin, but I love that Minnesotan sort of, you know, that, oh, yeah.
The Fargo accent?
The Fargo accent.
Okay. That might be my favorite.
Andrea pops into it every once in a while. It's really funny. Gia's mom always has it, and it freaks me out.
That might be my favorite accent, too, because it's so unassuming. Yeah. Is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I'd be really awkward if she wasn't. She's like, no, yes, just no, whatever reason, she occasionally affects a Minnesota accent.
It's like
accent.
The one that lady came out of a coma and she had an Australian accent. Remember that?
Yeah. What a time.
It's a real disorder. I don't know how that happens.
It does. It happens.
Lady woke up. She's like, yeah, mate.
That's what she said.
Do you have insurance? Yeah, mate. I would go with, I like the Texas accent. I love.
The twang?
I love just hearing like a good, yeah, like when I hear Cassidy in Overwatch. Mm. You know?
Texas is fun. My ex-girlfriend had a Texas accent and somehow she'd make Tim four syllables.
Tim.
Did she say y'all a lot? Because that's the one thing about the Texas accent that I wish I could adopt is y'all. I tried for a while. Kevin told me to stop.
I have an interesting question for all of you.
I think y'all's good.
Put it out there.
Are there any accents west of the Mississippi?
West of Mississippi.
Huh?
There's a Bay Area accent?
There's lots of accents.
Yeah. And I'm biased, but Bay Area.
Isn't Texas past the Mississippi?
Well, maybe. But I was going to say the west side of America, and then I was like, west of Mississippi. Because, like, obviously Texas, right? We think of New Orleans. We think of Boston, New York, Minnesota.
Chicago has an accent.
Chicago.
Chicagoan.
But I don't know if the left side of America really has a whole lot of that, do they?
Well, feel like Colorado.
California.
Is the same as like California. LA? Is the same as probably Arizona. Is the same as Vegas.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
Go like, in those four states, you're not really getting.
Oh, that's where the Mississippi is.
The Mississippi, you got to think of it as the butt crack of America.
Oh.
It's right down the middle. Mississippi.
I would say it's a little leaning towards the
right.
Well, you can't cut
fucking
Minnesota or Missouri in half, you know?
Could have you tried?
I guess you could.
Just try
Missouri, people have accents in Missouri for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Oklahoma,
wait,
for sure you get an accent.
Why is this map missing a whole bunch of...
It's missing a lot of Texas.
Went to the left side, too.
Yeah.
It's missing a lot of Texas.
Sorry,
I'll say
guys,
that.
I pulled up a bad map.
There's no California either.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so like,
why audio listeners are like, what the fuck is Nick talking about? Missouri is like way over to the right.
I think that's or they're in Mississippi. Tributary rivers come from this area.
Oh, okay.
What I meant was just in terms of the iconic sort of accents.
I mean, like Valley Girl.
Valley Girl, yeah.
Think about
one.
Texas.
What do you mean one?
That's one.
A surfer.
Well, as compared to what? The two others that you named?
No, but I meant all the ones on the right. Like the right side of America, when I'm talking about like the Texas, Louisiana.
Well, Texas is left.
Boston. No, I'd go with Texas right.
No, Texas is left. Dude.
Texas is left. Texas is left.
The Cowboys are in the East Conference, the Eastern Division. All right.
Okay. Yeah, they're in the Eastern Division.
All right. So I'd put.
Andy goes by basketball.
What about
put
Hawaii?
Texas on the right.
Andy, look
Hawaiian
look at this.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at this. It's definitely left of the Mississippi.
Yeah, but Kevin, what you're like missing.
Yeah, but I'm tilting my eyes
what
to
you're
my head
is,
right.
Is, Andy, you know what it is? It's like when you're drawing in perspective.
Exactly. Yeah,
yeah. You know, the cracks over
so
closer to the right.
SEC, the Southeast Conference.
Yeah, exactly. Southeast Conference,
okay,
exactly.
So that's Texas,
A&M's
Alabama.
There.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm talking, again, Boston, New York, Appalachian accent, Chicago, Minnesota, Louisiana, and then, yeah, Texas.
Okay, yeah, we have got
I mean,
Texas.
I feel like California alone has, like,
we have a few.
I don't think so. To me, anybody on the left side is just like, it just sounds like a dude in a movie being an American.
Mm. But I mean, think about what you just said. That just means that that is an American accent.
That
like,
is that. I think California is the American accent
because Hollywood.
Yes, because
it's the Hollywood
it is
accent.
It is the lack of accents. but what we have here in California.
That's what we think.
And that's what I mean. Like, when I'm talking about the Eastern side of everything, there's so many different things you can choose from. On the left, it's like, oh, yeah, Valley Girl, and that's it.
Surfer guy.
The question is this.
Valley guy?
Those are different.
This is a question for one Roger Picorni. Mm-hmm. Roger, if you're listening, my mind is your mind. Come into the studio.
Cool, great. Can you get Roger?
Come into the studio, Roger. My mind is your mind. I want to know this. When Californians go to New York and New Yorkers hear us, do they think, oh, that's a California accent? Or do they think, oh, that's how I should sound, but I sound stupid like a New Yorker?
Jesus.
I love that we're drawing this line now, Nick. I like,
Jesus. Like, for whatever reason, I put a lot of emphasis on the wrong syllable as a New Yorker when I should sound like the classic American accent, the Californian accent.
Mm-hmm. I totally get it, Nick.
That's what I wonder. Clip that out, everyone. Clip that out and send it to Roger. Roger, sorry, Roger. Your mind.
Yeah, everyone send it to Roger. Our New York, our East Coast representative.
Yeah, Roger came in hard shaking his head. Hard shaking his head on that one.
Yeah, well, Hawaiian definitely has an accent for sure.
Well, Hawaiian's like, yeah.
What's the idea here? What are we talking about?
All right, so when I'm a Californian. You moved out. You've never been out of state before you came here, correct?
Never.
You never once came out of New York. You were just, boom, Long Island iced teas all day long.
Shit.
New York.
Even when I was a child.
You're coming out there. You're like, hey, I forgot about it. Baba Ghanoush. All the Italians reference, like, you know, they how you speak. You come to California. Do you hear me speak for the first time in person and go, shit, that's how I should sound, but I sound stupid like a New Yorker.
That's how Nick phrases it.
I don't know why he's attacking.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I
if Greg were here, Greg would understand.
Now, I got to ask you the question. When I came here, do you think, like, oh, that's a New Yorker? You know what I mean? Like, is that, do you immediately go, like, that's a New York accent?
So here's,
I, for the longest time, thought that, like, oh, New York, that's where everyone, that's how everyone sounds. And then I went to Pennsylvania.
The capital of the world.
And then they were like, he's like, you're from New York, right? I was like, how the fuck do you know? How the fuck would he know? Dead ass, how the fuck would he know?
I don't hear your accent at all.
What's funny is this. I have never once heard Roger's accent until this morning. I walked in and said, how was New York? He goes, it was fine. It's good.
Christopher Walken was in the office.
He sounded like that. I was like, where'd you go? He's like, well, you know, I spent a lot of time on Long Island.
What is fine. That?
Damn, this is the best episode.
Long Island. I was with my mom, my dad. Yeah. You know, whatever what the fuck to say. It's fine. I was like, I had some gabagool. It's good. Yeah. Hey, Mr. Miyagi. How you going to do karate? You going to do some karate, Mr. Miyagi?
Arnold now. Sprinkling some Arnold.
No, but really, but do you feel like you got more when you go back? You bring the New York accent back a little bit.
Absolutely.
You had a little bit, because today for the first time, I was like, if Roger tries to sell me something, I might have a hard time not buying it.
There you go.
Because he's got that strong New York push with it. You know, he was like, "How was it?" He was like, "It's good. Had some pizza, some Zon. It was great." Great, Tim.
A little Marky.
He's like, you're gonna want in on this.
Just a little.
Just a little, but that's what he sounded.
Just fool.
Rog, as a East Coaster, what's your breakdown of the West Coast accents?
In what way? Like,
just take that as you will. What are they?
Valley Girl. I think that's the one that I go to automatically, but that's the only one that I think about, honestly. Like, I don't, there's no, like, there's no distinctive accent that, like, pops up for me. Is there one that I should be thinking about? Can you guys reenact one?
Normal accent.
I mean, I just think that, like, that's the problem is it's normal to us. So
There's
nothing crazy. I'd say
it's, other than Valley Girl, like Tim was mentioning, Surfer Guy, I think the West Side of America, pretty boring and, like, just, like...
That is the
just baseline.
Most hilarious thing I've ever
Why
heard.
Why do you ride or die so hard for this?
Roger, what I'm saying is
on the right side of America, you got Boston, you got New York, you have New Orleans, and all the other shit I was mentioning earlier, Texas, all that shit.
Texas, right side of America. Just remember that.
But Tim is acting like the left side of America has, oh, that guy's from Idaho, that guy's from fucking Oregon.
No, I'm not saying
that shit.
Andy, I'm talking about California, baby.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the west side. I'm not talking about all the other shit.
But there's like, it's just a normal accent. You just sound like a normal dude when you're in California.
That's my big question is this.
Thank you, Mike. Mike's with it.
No,
thank you.
No, I agree with that. I agree with
that. We're not giving any
You're
love
telling
to
me Mike
Hawaii.
Sounds like
Hawaii.
A normal dude.
Yeah, but I get, Mike,
No, Mike's not Mike. I mean, Mike is Mike, you're right. But Mike does have that accent, though. Mike has that, like.
I don't know. Like, there's not a bunch of Mikes. Like, I feel like he's a singular human being. You know, like, I don't feel like when I went up to Tahoe, I was like, oh, fuck, everyone.
You don't think they
like
could
Mike.
Leave me in Boston and I would fit in well?
No.
I think you'd fit in great in
Boston. I think you would fit in great in Boston.
Boston's my favorite accent. Shout out to everybody out in Boston.
Show me your Boston accent.
I don't know how
Boston.
To do it.
So you gotta go to Mal. Gotta go to Mal.
You gotta park the car.
That's perfect. Whoa! Jesus. Holy shit.
We're sorry, sending him over there.
Is this St. Patrick's Day right now?
That was really damn good. That was impressive. So yeah, that was just my breakdown. I was just bringing it up. Yeah, I was just saying, like,
breakdown.
The right side, I feel like if you go to an acting audition and people are like, now give me a fucking
American.
Give me a fucking New Jersey. Yeah, yeah, fucking, hey, you fucking, you know.
Forget about it.
But yeah. I mean, it's perfect. It's a perfect way of putting it, Andy.
Minnesota. Say,
give me a New York accent. Give me a Boston accent. You never hear, give me a California accent. And I say,
I think Valley Girl is the one.
I say that, well, that's Valley Girl, but that's like a specific small part of our state. And this is what I'm going to say right now. I'm going to claim this right now. California.
Overrated.
is the Queen's accent of America. It is the American accent. I'm claiming it right now. You know how they have the Queen's English, the proper British accent?
Yeah. Oh,
California.
I thought you had New York, yeah. Okay, never mind.
No, okay, I see the confusion that? There. I see the confusion.
That is very
what I'm
funny.
Saying is like when you
very
go, yeah, when you
the
go
Queen's
to UK,
English thing,
the
yeah.
Queen's English, like you have that proper British accent, and then they have all the other ones, but like this is the one we claim, right?
Yeah.
California, I'm claiming it right now for America. This is the American accent. Everything else, you have to put the descriptor on top of it, right? The Minnesota accent, the Texan accent, the Oklahoma accent, and then you come to California, you're just American. That's the American accent.
Chicago. I would always
a
make
lot
fun of
people in the live chat hate me right now.
I was always making fun of I would make fun of Chloe a lot because she would say like soda pap, because from Chicago,
soda.
Chicago.
Oh yeah,
Chicago.
Oh, I watched Greg's childhood videos. He had a massive Chicago
really?
When he was a kid. Yeah, and boy was he a weird little fucker.
God, I can't wait to watch those.
He was a weird little fucker, guys. I don't know when we're putting those videos out. I'll just, okay.
Oh, here we go.
Can I give you guys a little...
Don't spoil the content, but definitely, like, you can go through with the vibe.
Okay. So we went through... Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Roger. Roger, give me a gobble ghoul real quick.
The hard
gobble ghoul.
He came back. He was like, let me make you a deal on something. I'm going to sell you something. Let me sell you this pen.
It was fine.
I was New York.
Just went deep
go
in all.
Go back and
what,
before.
But
don't
got.
Tell him you're doing it. Okay. Go back in after the podcast. Roger, that was great. Roger, sell me this pen, and then ask him to sell you something, and he'll give you the New York accent. That's what happened today.
They're back always to selling over there.
Crack to, no, I mean, they're always hustling and busting, man. You never know what's gonna happen. He'll sell you some.
Hey, what you trying tickets. To buy here? Hey.
Hey, I'm watching these videos for Greg, and Greg Miller. First off, just completely tortured his family with this video. Camera that he had to the point where you can see his relatives, his uncles and aunts and grandparents getting noticeably angry at this kid because A, he's the
what age
kid.
Are we talking here?
We're talking we're talking 93 or 94, so Greg was probably 10, right? Because he's 3 years younger than me. Yeah, 10, 11 o'clock, right. Says makes the same sounds when he was a kid that he makes now, but they're higher pitched because he was 10.
The
but he does
laugh.
The wheeze laugh,
oh, no.
kind of weird shit.
Did you do Adam Sandler?
But like, okay, I can't describe it, but you'll
dude,
know it when
that
you see
is
it.
Wild.
You'll know it when you see it.
I as soon as you made that sound, I was like,
you know,
oh,
it.
He does do, it. And he'll like do his whole body shake,
like, or he'll be like, you know, he'll do that. Thing. He did it when he was a kid. Okay, it was fucking weird. I'm like, this is so weird because you know, like, you go back and watch you when you're a kid, you're like, I don't even recognize that. Greg was the same person. At 10 as he is, I guarantee at 40. He'll do some shit on that stream on Thursday that you'll see in these videos. It's weird. That's A. B. He has, for whatever reason, a B plot in every single one of these videos that involves a monster somewhere in the house.
What's
one
the
of
A
them,
plot?
The A plot is it's a family gathering. The A plot is a family gathering. The B plot is that there might be aliens that laid eggs in the hamburger meat.
Oh, yeah.
So he's making these are home movies. These aren't just like little.
But nobody knows he's making them, Andy.
Oh,
his mom just said please, and this is what I think happened. And Greg really doesn't confirm or deny this, but when I talked to Jamie Kennedy again, I think they just gave him the camera to shut him up and give him something to do, and that backfired on them wholeheartedly.
And here we are now.
And here we are now.
In
so
this
I can't
studio.
Wait for you guys to watch this. Oh my god, it is incredible. It was such a fun. It was such. It was like a. But it wore me out just watching and reacting to these videos. That's how fun they were. Kevin, what was that map you just brought up?
It was an accent, man. Oh,
this
yeah.
is
the Western accent. There you go.
That's correct.
That looks right.
To me, that is exactly right. That's what
the Southern California Val accent, the Val Kilmer accent. That's uh-huh. great. Texas accent. Country accent. Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah,
oh,
I would do
and
that,
it's, of course, different than the Bayou accent. What's Florida say?
The thing is, this is made by East Coasters, though, man. Seattle people sound so much different than NorCal people, sound so much different than SoCal people.
No, they don't.
You're just from over there.
Tim, while I was doing my research for with maps.
You
like
heard
this,
it right, Cody. Country accent.
I did see that there were a bunch of, like, dialect where it's like, we say different words.
Yeah, I'm not. You know what I mean? That's but, obvious. Like, that's, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about there's a it sounds.
I'm sure they sound different, but again, a voice coach would never say, "Give me a Seattle accent." You know, like that doesn't exist.
Yeah, well, there's Seattleists.
Go to Seattle. And then I will say I've been to Seattle a couple times for PAX. That was a
couple times.
And the problem with that is,
oh, me and Kevin had good pizza in Seattle though. And remember we walked to the pizza place through PAX. Oh my
oh
god!
My god! Oof!
One guy didn't understand me. I kept asking for napkins.
What did he give you instead?
He ended up coming back with a fuckload of napkins. It's so weird.
It's like one of those things where you're inputting something into a computer and it's not getting it, and then it catches all up at the same
time.
No,
it was a guy that I was like, oh, maybe he doesn't speak English. Maybe he's just Italian, because everybody there was like just Italian speaking. They were speaking Italian behind the bar, and I was like, oh, okay, there's like... He came over and I asked him for something. He just kind of looked at me and he didn't respond.
They just
like,
had really thick Seattle accents.
Yes,
you didn't get it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Uh-huh.
The next time you encounter someone with a very thick Italian accent, call up Roger and have him negotiate.
God damn it.
Because Roger will be like, oh, God, but good.
He's trying to sell me something.
What a complete and total dumbass we are, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go a little bit more. I got one more question for you guys from the Patreon. No, I don't have a question for you. Actually, we're going to take a quick break.
Doesn't have a question.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Shout out to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode. We all love gobbling up content, and we have an understanding of what subscriptions we use. Or do we? Do you know how much your subscriptions really cost? Most Americans think they spend around $80 a month on subscriptions when the actual total is closer to $200. That's right. You out there. You could be wasting hundreds of dollars each month on subscriptions you don't even know about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions. It monitors your spending and it helps you lower your bills all in one place. Rocket Money has saved some of us here at Kind of Funny a ton of money, and it can help you too. Stop throwing away your money. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. That's rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny. rocketmoney.com/kindoffunny.
And we're back. All right. We did a fun thing on the morning show today. Mm-hmm. And I want to do it again, but I want to do it with one Tim Geddes.
I love it.
Because I want to see the energy that Tim Geddes brings to a new segment on this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, called Red Pill or Blue Pill.
I feel like we can come up with a better name for this one.
I think it's Would You Rather.
Yeah, okay.
Hold on.
It's called Would You Rather.
Yeah.
But it's Morpheus, Red Bull. I mean, okay what's your touchstone, chat?
Okay.
Do you like Matrix talk or do you like...
Man, there are kids screaming.
That's it. Andy's working. Monk?
Oh, it's Andy.
That's the sound. I was like, Red Pill or Blue Pill?
There you go.
Starting off, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm it out myself.
Right, but I like the chimes. You know, can I tell you a little story, a little non sequitur? My dad used to play drums in a band called Bedrock, which I thought was a cool name, but then they only played Beach Boys, so I was thought was lame until later when I gained an appreciation for the Beach Boys.
And you're like,
my dad
always
had
cool.
The simple, he had the belt, the chimes, and I loved it because he'd set it up and it was this long ass row of chimes. And when no one was around, I'd go,
oh, that's cool.
That's pretty good. Cool.
As Lil Wayne once said, Nick, call me Mr. Flintstone, because I can make bedrock.
You know, and a lot of people don't want to see the Lil Wayne concert with me on May 12th. You know what I mean? It's unbelievable.
I mean, you're looking at the one dude who should.
I would, dude.
Thank you, Tim. I'm a biased thinker. Okay,
now you're in. You're fucked in.
You're fucking in.
You agree to this.
The amount of things that Mike threatens to go to
that's such a good way
is,
to put it
is unheard of. Like, what was it today you said? It was a basketball game,
right? If the Kings and Warriors go to game 7, I'm forcing Andy to go with me.
And game 7 is a playoff game or something?
Yeah, that's a playoff game.
And that's, and so presumably, Tim, I don't know a lot about basketball, but would you guess that playoff game tickets cost more money in game 7 than like a normal game,
than a fucking Toyota Camry?
Mike's just gonna drop the credit card for that.
We have to go, Tim.
We gotta go.
Cody Hackman makes a great point. We could just call this segment Red versus Blue.
Oh,
No, that's fine.
No one's ever used that. That's great. We'll call this new segment Good. Red versus yeah. Blue. All right, let's kick this off. Kev, can you bring that up, please?
Kick it off.
For me. One more time. First up, would you rather be the person who achieves world peace for 500 years or be the person who cures cancer?
Ooh, that's a lofty expectation.
Starting off with a philosophical
one. That's a big one,
here.
Mike pulled.
I feel like the world peace is probably going to help more people. You know
what
I mean?
It depends on your perspective.
Cancer, bro.
I think it's more obvious and like immediately impactful. But again, we are talking about cancer. We're not talking about like a rare disease that people kind of just die from here and there. That's the big C. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd want to do a little info.
Like Steven Seagal,
the big
C.
You're talking about cancer.
Because I had a problem with it.
Pants out of there.
I mean, that's tough. This is freaking tough, dude.
We need to Google a little bit. I want the stats because I would want whatever one is going to help more people both quicker and overall.
I would hate to tell the world leaders, like, by the way, in 500 years, though, it goes back to normal.
We don't need to know that. The genie comes up. We're like, we don't need to get to rule number three.
You figure in 500 years, we'll have figured it out. 500 years of peace and prosperity in the world, that's a utopian society in 500 years. We're not backsliding back into war on that. In that regard,
if I did the cancer one, I would kind of like, I wouldn't want anybody to know, but I would like, hey, by the way, the whole cancer thing.
But you wouldn't want them to know.
I don't want the whole world to know.
You want that.
I want the whole world to know. But like, if I got stopped by a cop, I'd be like, by the way, the whole cancer thing, that was me.
So what you're saying is,
you know,
you would use this incredible power that bestowed upon you,
yeah,
to cure cancer, to rid the world of one of the number one cause of death, and then use it to get out of speed.
Yeah, yeah.
My man.
By the way, look, I can show you proof. I got the whole thing. It's just I was on my way to actually do something else with that, but you stopped me. So
how fast do you think? What's the fastest you think you get out of with the cancer excuse?
I think like maybe 25. Over.
Yeah.
In a 20-mile-an-hour zone.
Oh, you're going to go 45?
Yeah.
45. In a kid's zone. Yeah. That's
but doesn't it seem like the lower the speed limit, the faster you should be able to go over it? Am I crazy in thinking that?
I think so. I think you are crazy in thinking that.
I'm right there.
Right,
with you,
Kevin? If the speed limit's 65 miles an hour, you should not, like, 20 sounds crazy. But if the speed limit's 15, I'm going like 45, who cares?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, usually those are designated residential areas or like...
Yeah, let's put this in real numbers here. So you're saying that it's okay to go 85 in a 65, but it's more okay to go 45 in a 25?
I think that's what I'm saying.
I don't think so, man.
I don't like that.
I think the higher speed limits mean like it's okay to go faster.
Yeah. Rip it and rip it.
I think it's safer to go 100 in a 65 than it is to go 50 in a 25.
You have to feel like...
What about 50 in a 35?
Yeah, what's that? How do you feel about that?
That's not that bad.
Where's your fucking Tim Logic?
No, that's bad. That's real bad.
Okay, it's
bad.
35? Okay. Come on.
I have a question.
Like we'll
get to Mike's answer
real
quick.
You know what it says, like, Kevin, when it says, like, the 40-mile-an-hour turn, you're like, that turn's rated for 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, like...
I feel like that's what a 15-mile-an-hour zone is. Like, really, they expect me to go 30.
See, Kevin, you bringing up 35 is really funny, because to me, 35, very different than 20.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's why I picked it.
Yeah, I think 20
is like there are children around. 35 is like, hey, this is a 6-lane double street thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Plenty of space. It's almost a freeway.
It is almost a freeway.
I've been walking around a lot around the neighborhood just on my urban hikes.
Yeah, yeah.
Coined by Nick Scarpino. Thank you for that genius idea, by the way.
Your neighborhoods?
Yeah, just like all the different kind of surrounding areas.
Uh-huh.
And there are these areas that have like signs up and they're like, this is a slow zone.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's not your normal, this is a school zone or whatever. Like, it looks like an actual effort by this residential district or whatever that have like these little posts up.
COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was the slow streets.
Yeah. Yeah. But like, how was that a COVID thing?
They started it during the pandemic because everyone was at home.
Oh.
And then now it just kind of stayed. And like, now there's like a big fight between
kids. I see. That makes sense.
It's that and the parklets are like the big fight.
Like, these kids need to go outside and fucking have fun.
Yeah, they can't go. They can't go to like places. So they
gotcha.
Have to go to places. Actually, it was pretty cool in certain areas. I actually really liked them. Unless I was looking for a parking spot. Because you're still allowed to just park there. But you have to do the thing where you're trying to tell the person outside, I'm not driving on the street. I'm looking for parking.
Yeah.
But then you can't, but you have to still
can
look.
You, like, can you imagine, first off, Nick's right, but also you don't need to tell anyone anything. But I can imagine Nick not wanting to break
looking
the rules. He's turning. Hey, I'm looking for parking, everyone. Don't Nick's knocking looking, on doors. I'm just looking
he's
for parking.
He's looking for the HOA.
It's me going tremendously slow behind someone's kids looking for parking. I'm just looking for parking, looking for parking. It was the most uncomfortable situation ever, but I still had to find parking.
Yeah, I get it. I
that's what this little guy looks like.
Franklin the turtle, bro. Franklin the turtle.
Oh, yeah.
Franklin, dude. Yeah. My brother loved Franklin.
Mike, what would you pick between the world peace or cancer?
500 years of world peace.
Okay.
Because that gives us 500 years. We can hopefully get everybody as a society to attack and cure cancer and then move forward.
Look at
that
you.
So, yeah,
really
I'm definitely doing 500
super
years.
Smart.
Yeah,
that's a lot more bodies that can
to work together.
Our best minds.
But would you put, you're going to tell cops that, would you put that on your Tinder profile?
Oh,
hey,
tough.
I cured cancer.
No, I think I think it'd be like.
I mean, to be fair, though, think about this. 500 years of world peace, don't need cops.
Oh, shit.
I think they mean like war.
But like isn't the war on speeding the number one thing that we face in society today?
No. You're right. Like you're right. The war on traffic
Bring us
violations.
The next one.
What's the next one?
Let's bring up the next one.
Next question.
So 81.
Most people want
cancer.
You know why?
Because of the cops.
Pause. Not okay. Would you rather not see your family for 1 year or not see your friends for 1 year? Well, I know the answer to this.
I go a year without seeing my family usually. Yeah. Anyway.
But like, does my wife count as my family? Because I can't go.
Yeah, it gets complicated.
Yeah.
So I'd have to stream from home, guys. So I can't see you.
What about like when we stream? We're kind of like brothers, all of us.
We are kind of like brothers. Yeah.
Family.
I like that.
Him.
I don't know.
Tim,
I mean,
your dogs are your kids.
Okay,
now.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. If family,
I know
this is a stupid thing to say, but if family counts my brother and Gia, then it's like, yeah, I'm going family. I want to see my family.
Okay.
I think it's safe to say that family counts your brother.
Yeah. I know.
I don't know.
I know.
Does it count me?
No, because you're not blood. Unless you guys
blood.
Cut each other's hands.
We're all Jesus'
children. We got
to
do the blood thing. Cut hands.
Multiple times.
And then you spit on each other.
Yeah.
Spit on him right
Spit
now.
In his mouth.
Media fucked this up, man.
He got that.
All
right. Mikey, which one are you doing?
Well,
you don't see your family.
The family, yeah.
He fucking, whatever. All right, next one.
They'll see me in the ear.
Always tell the truth or always lie. I mean, always tell the
truth.
This
is so fucking tough, man.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
It's like liar, liar, you can't lie, Nick.
But his life was so much better after that. He just had to push through the hard times.
No, he eventually, he breaks the curse. he
pushed through the hard times.
You know what I mean? Barely
get the whole middle act where
not get fired.
Yeah, the girl, the lady wanted, his boss wanted to have sex with him, and he had to like tell her, no, I don't want to do that, and then he got fired. But then after that, he was fine. He had happy,
I mean,
the,
you know what, I do think the right decision is probably the truth, only because I have had friends that are compulsive liars, and they are no longer my friends.
Yeah, it's tough.
I have, like, we have all kicked them out of our friends groups because of how much they just lie about everything. So I would go with the truth.
I think everyone's voting for that. I mean, I bet you this one, when it has the poll.
The highest percentage?
Yeah, probably the highest percentage we'll see.
Over 90?
There's no way. Yeah, over 90.
Okay. 80.
Oh,
80. Still big, though. Still big.
Wow.
Everybody else, bots. Yeah, the voters were bots.
I got to be honest with you guys. Like, looking at this one, like, my answer is always tell the truth. But I'm scheming. I'm trying to figure out a way of, like, is there a way that always lying could work out, though? And I don't know that there is. But I want there to be.
I mean, is there a way that you could play with, like, is it a gray area?
Yeah.
Is it you selling to somebody and being like, all right, so what are y'all's numbers? And you're like, let me just fudge it a little bit.
No, you know what? Thinking this through just one step further, like, it's way more advantageous. Like, there's less times I need to lie than there is times I need to tell the truth.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm going truth for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, next one. To be immune to any disease or to die so that everyone becomes immune.
The Last of Us problem.
I mean, number one, fuck you guys.
Okay.
I'm living forever.
So
I'm bulletproof.
This is exactly the Last of Us situation.
Yeah.
You're Ellie in this case.
Yeah, but here's my problem,
but you
right?
know.
Here's my problem.
She doesn't
real world thinking, right? Uh-huh. Too many people on the planet anyway. You know? If everyone becomes immune, then in 6 years, Thanos got to come and snaps. There's going to be so many people
but
fucking
also
living.
Also, your wife is not immune.
God damn it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Elon Musk thinks that we're not populating the planet enough.
Elon Musk's
Did he
just
really
puts
say
out
that?
Shit
oh,
whenever
yeah.
There's not
he
enough
really?
People paying
no.
blue.
legitimately, like, there are many countries that are having a population issue.
I don't think...
Like, Japan is, like...
Yeah, but our state's not. California's like overpopulated.
I mean, when you live in the coolest fucking state.
with the best accent. Let me sell you this pen.
The Queen's accent. I would... Here's the thing, though. I think it'd be really... I would make sure that I would try to set my family up for life with this.
Yeah, if you, we'll have a parade in your honor every single day worldwide.
No, money.
If you die, day. Every
Well, we'll celebrate you. Mike's right on the fucking point right there. It'd be like celebrate me once a year, right?
You'll be known.
I want you to set my family up and make sure they don't have to fucking pay a single cent for anything for the rest of their life. Although pharmaceuticals would immediately go down the drain.
Oh, yeah, it'd be bad.
But, you know, if you break your arm, you know, doctors still exist and stuff like that, you know?
You got pain meds and stuff, yeah. Sure. I mean, they like selling
opioids. Create a new religion. You know what I mean? You just like you write the new Bible. You have all the like you just put it out there, change everything.
People would go donate like cans of chili in my honor.
I love it.
Beanless chili.
Yeah, I'd go. I think I might go with the blue option. I think I'd sacrifice myself. Yeah.
I love you.
We'd make sure your family's taken care of for sure.
I wouldn't die for you though.
I'll
do this if only Nick gets sick.
Here's what I'll tell you. If you ever die for me. You better believe I'm right by your bed. I'm the only person in that room whispering in your ear. I'm saying like this. Andy,
I can't believe you did this for me.
I can't believe you did this for me and only me. And you're like, no, I didn't.
No, it's for everybody.
I just love that after this prompt, Nick's first thought is, Andy, if you ever die for me.
If you die for me, Andy, if you die.
Just because I want to be there, I just want him to know, like, the last thing you see is going
to
be me.
I would, you know what, but you know what, though? I would try to cheese it and be like, let me get back to you. Let me answer this magical gene. Let me get back to you. I get back to you when I'm 80.
Oh,
and then you'd be like, now I'm
ready to take it.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty split on this one. I feel like this is another one I would need a conversation. I feel like I would need to talk to G and let her help me figure it out. And, like, because, like, I'm too scared to just die. But if she was like, you should die, I'd be like, all right, fine, fuck it. You told me to.
Yeah.
And then it's on her consciousness.
But you, but right. You'd be like this. You know what, Tim? You should die.
Yeah.
Like, just like that. And you'd be like, okay.
All right, well, cool. Yeah, I'll do it. I guess I should.
Yeah. Mike, what are you thinking?
I'm gonna be immune. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Mike. Come on. Yeah. You know why? We live forever.
We're selfish lovers.
And Andy's, yeah, exactly. And then Andy's dumbass dies.
But no, but not both. Both of you aren't getting immune in the situation.
Well, you never know. If Mike spits in my mouth, like
yeah.
It might be good.
God damn, this is a good one.
All right, Kevin, bring up the next one.
Selfish lovers.
Let's see here. Oh, 65. See, people are selfish.
Yeah. People are selfish.
They want to live forever. Be famous for having done something terrible. To do something incredible, but never be recognized.
Well, we know Andy needs recognition.
Yeah, Andy's gonna be the infamous.
No, I'd do the second. I would do the second one in this case. And be like, hey, officer, by the way. I'd be the one.
Yeah, I mean, the answer is definitely, like, the second one.
Yeah.
Having said that, though, there is that point of, like, you just did something so terrible, and then you get the fame, and you're just like, well, fuck it, everyone hates me, and now I just get to live that life, not worry about anybody.
No,
I think about that every once in a while.
Not everyone hates you. There's definitely probably another side of people that would like you.
That's my point.
And you could rake in the money. You could grift off that shit.
Yeah. That's not for me. I wouldn't want. I couldn't live with that. Couldn't live with myself. I understand people choosing that though.
Yeah.
But okay. But let's back this up a little bit.
Back it up, Nick.
Let's define terrible. Obviously, there's the idea of like you committed murder.
You massacred animals
like that. Dang. But what if it's like there? Okay, Andy, my mind is your mind. Look at me.
Mm-hmm.
KFAF, first time you played basketball. My shot was so fucking terrible.
You hurt your shoulder.
Famous for it.
You hurt your shoulder.
I hurt my shoulder. I hurt my own shoulder shooting a basketball.
It went directly vertical. It went straight up.
It traveled
2 feet forward in front of you.
You were so bad.
We got to bring that up.
And out of
everyone that could possibly be there to see my embarrassment and laugh at me, Kevin was the closest person to me.
Okay. Just sweating through the lips.
Sweating, and I see his shoulders moving up and down before the laugh comes. It's like the lightning before the thunder.
Tim, it's one of my favorite memories.
It's burned into my memory. So if it's like that, where it's not like you didn't hurt anyone,
gotcha.
No law is broken, but you have to be embarrassed. Every time you go out, they're like, oh my God, it's the fucking basketball guy. Would you do that?
I mean, that, yeah. Well, but I mean, that's kind of who we are.
That's too weak.
What would yours be, Mike?
I would be like, well, what if, like, Nick's basketball shot was so bad, the basketball rolled into a street, a bus hits the brakes, flips over, everyone dies.
Oh,
that's
okay.
What he's known for.
Indirectly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not your fault.
I think, in that moment, I'd be like, I would... Like, yeah, what are people going to do? If anything, they would just kind of, like, feel bad and be like, oh, shit, man, that dude, poor guy, he's the reason for all that shit. Like, you're not going to be like, people are going to throw tomatoes at you in the streets.
Ready for it? You're the Cubs fan who caught that ball.
Oh, Steve Barton.
You're the rat race problem.
You're that guy.
That's rough.
That's tough.
I don't want to be that guy because there's people that legit hate that guy.
Uh-huh.
And that's, like, that's a dangerous spot to be in.
I want everybody to know this is going to be a wild percentage, so get ready for this one.
Let's see it.
Holy shit.
Wow.
65% audio listeners.
TikTok people want to be famous.
Ruining people. Think that people just want to be famous.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I want that fame.
All right, let's see what the next one is. This is a fun game.
That is disturbing.
Would you rather have 2 months of vacation in France with all expenses paid or be able to stay on the moon for 1 hour?
Fuck the moon.
This is so easy, France.
Yeah. So
fuck
easy.
The moon. For 2 months in France? That'd be incredible.
I mean, at least give me a day on the moon. You know what I mean? One day on the moon. Please.
I'm going to the moon.
We're going to take the rover and we're going to whip around for the day.
I want to float around.
You don't want to whip the rover around, Mike.
Nick, if you play basketball on the moon, the ball would go higher somehow.
You guys, like the moon is wildly uncomfortable. All the sand is like super sharp. It breaks everything. You're not going to have a good time.
We're going to be in a suit, though.
Yeah, I know. But when you get in the suit, guess what gets stuck onto you?
Sand. It's coarse and it gets everywhere.
I mean, it's like razor sharp. It causes allergies to all the astronauts that have been
there. But that view.
There's a gross smell.
Here's the thing,
dude,
though.
I'm doing
that view.
Hey, man, I seen a picture.
Here's the thing, though. I would do all I can to debunk all the people that say that like the moon isn't real and all that stuff.
The moon isn't real.
Yeah.
I love that that's what everyone says, Andy. The moon isn't real.
Moon is fake.
But see, the thing is, not anybody, but people can go to France. Well, if all expense paid, whatever, that is what it is. People have done that before. If I went to the moon, I get to fucking make the rounds. I get to monetize this shit. Mm-hmm. I get to tell stories that are real or fake.
Call you the moon man.
No,
the best
Tim the Moon Man Gettys. Yeah. Until someone else gets up there, it's like he just lied.
You go on Good Morning America. You're talking to fucking Drew Barrymore, and she's
talking.
It's just a delight.
One foot in front of your face.
The Drew Barrymore show.
Does Drew Barrymore talk that close to people?
She always does this. Nick, she's.
Okay, Andy's coming very, very close to me. He's very close now. Oh, he's holding my hand.
Oh, I love
really
this.
Soft hand.
This is a great
Andy
way.
Andy does really good.
That's
group.
A good show. That's Damn, how
Andy,
a good show goes.
For a second, I was like, "Why do you smell so good?" And I realized all the
car air fresheners that we opened.
My hand still smells incredible.
I can't. I have a headache. It's so bad.
Yeah, my head has hurt all day from those air fresheners.
I had so much fun.
What a fun time we had. All right, let's go to the next one here.
This is great.
This is fun.
Downfall, it's only an hour. That sucks. Give me 24.
The astronauts spent significantly longer.
Yeah,
being
give me 24.
There.
Yeah, I agree with you. Or you podcast for an hour up there.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, when it comes to, like, crazy monumental events, like, I don't necessarily need to be there that long. Like, I haven't been to Niagara Falls, but, like, you go there, you're like, cool. I get to go
Tim,
home. Say I was there.
I go.
Tim, but podcasts only have to be 40 minutes to put an ad on it.
Holy shit.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Podcasting from the moon. You'd be the first guy to podcast from the moon.
Geostorm podcast wheel spin.
Think about all the brand deals you could do, dude.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
We're the first podcast to be recorded in space.
Yes.
Sick.
You could fucking get like the craziest advertisement, like Super Bowl type money.
Mm-hmm. Damn, there's some Death Note eyes in this one.
All right. The next one up, to know the exact time and place of your death, no thank you. Or know the exact time and place of the death of everyone around you.
Dang, straight up is death.
Fuck.
That means you would know your wife's death.
No, I'd want my own. I would not want to know when my wife would die. I can't do that. I have to pick number one. This is a hard one.
I could not.
Oh, really? It's got to be number one.
I would go with the second one. I would
really?
Go with, because I'm already paranoid as it is. To be living,
then you would be less paranoid because you know when it is. So that means you can live free.
Yeah, but suddenly you have a countdown clock.
You're thinking about it every day.
No, that's
it's in the back of your brain.
Dude.
It's like a competition.
I say, Andy, 10 years from now, you're going to die on January 2nd at 3:25.
Anything,
you now have 10 years to just do it.
Yeah, but what's weird about it is that, like, knowing the date and place, knowing the date, period. Who gives a shit about the place? Knowing the date, period, feels like anything else I do, who gives a shit? And I don't like that.
It's true.
Yeah. But see, the problem, though, is the second one, it's that for everybody around you.
Around you.
It's like multiplied by like
never love
every
anyone.
Single person. Whether you love them, hate them, it's like every single person in between.
You'd know when I die.
That's
I wish I could take it back. Or I wish I could like be like, how old am I? And they're like, you die when you're 85. I'm like, all right, cool, I'll do the other one. You know what I mean? Because if I'm 85, cool. But if you told me, yeah, in the year 2031, I'll be like, oh, fuck. That's really shitty.
Real close.
Like, that's just long enough to kind of, it's on your mind. You can fucking legitimately have a countdown clock and be like, all right, 78 more weeks, and that's it, you know?
You
like,
change your fate, would you?
If you could change your fate, would you? If you could fucking change your fate.
I feel like this is, like, either way, I am going to hate my life for
but
the rest
of my life.
But
the bottom one, you could turn into a business.
And that's my thing. Yeah. I would go bottom because, like, I'd want to, I'd
business. Now,
I'd
the question the is, can you choose when you see it? Because, like, just never look at your, like, you know, significant other with it on.
Never.
No, the moment,
I don't think so. I
know. When they're around you in the room, you know.
You see,
in the room
there's
with
a
somebody.
UI element above their head.
Damn, just like
Death Note. Yeah,
it'd be tough. Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens in Death Note? I didn't know that. Well, I thought it was just about the
that
fucking
didn't happen in the movie. It's the only one I watched.
I hate you.
On TikTok.
Yeah, I have to watch it, Mike.
It's the only one I watched.
Fucking tongue thing.
All right, let's go to the next one here.
Oh, this is a kind of a close
one. Yeah, I get it.
One.
That was a close
this
one.
This is a hard one. Really tough one.
Okay.
Okay, that's
okay.
One.
That's one.
One complete. I put a bunch in there, so that's good. We got a lot to
let's
do.
Let's go through one more. I think we can get through one more of these before the episode's
give
over.
Give me 1 second here.
No problem.
There's a lot of good ones. A lot of good ones.
I guess you could, but why would you want to change? I guess for people that are stupid and are like, I can change it. And you're like, you can't change it. But like, well, tell me anyway. I'll give you $1 million.
I can't change my feet.
Well, the thing is, we all don't want to know, but there's a lot of people that would want to know.
Why would you want to know?
Because then you can live free and go for it.
I mean, did you hear about that roller coaster that was going to be designed for euthanasia?
Whoa.
It's a roller coaster that has like enough of a crazy drop.
Don't wink at me.
It's a crazy drop and it's just loop after loop after loop. And while you're going through these loops, it like you fucking die. Like,
let me tell you what.
Look it up, Kevin. Look it
me
up.
Me and Kevin were on a roller coaster not too long ago. Where that girl held me upside down for so long, I almost thought I was going to die.
The worst part was that Mike realized, hey, man, she just got a joystick.
She was in control of the loop. And so the girl would go back, and then she'd laugh. She'd go this way. And then at one point, she had me and Kevin hanging upside down. And she's just talking with Susie, her partner. She's like, oh, yeah, it's a great day. It's like, lady, you got to fucking press the button.
Here it is. The euthanasia coaster.
Oh, my God.
I know what you're talking about, but what did the euthanasia have to do with this? That's a little Ollie G. That's a great little, great episode of Ollie G.
That's a great line.
The euthanasia coaster, it is designed as a euthanasia device to kill its passengers. The concept was conceived in 2010. And I guess it's similar to like sitting in your car, turning on your car and closing the garage, and you just kind of like pass out. That's similar to what this is. It just, you die at the end of it.
Can you imagine how what the job would be of the cleanup crew?
I think it's
like the inertia and shit, right? It's just
it just gives you like
fucking with your brain or something.
Tell us something?
Maybe losing oxygen? I don't know.
It just makes you pass out and you die?
Well, we can read it. Let's see.
So it's just a bunch of loops.
Mechanism of action.
No.
The euthanasia coaster would kill its passengers through prolonged...
No, I can't see that.
The euthanasia coaster would kill its passengers through prolonged cerebral hypoxia. Or insufficient supply of oxygen to the brain. The ride's seven versions would inflict 10 Gs on its passengers for 60 seconds, causing G-force-related symptoms, starting with gray out through tunnel vision to blackout and eventually G-lock, G-force-induced loss of consciousness.
Tom Cruise is going to do this in Mission Impossible 8
fucking
and be
live.
Totally
and
okay.
Live through it is right.
Yeah.
God, that's
pretty fucking wild, huh?
That's wild. So someone's like, hey, this would be a great way to do it.
Theorized, right?
Sure.
No one's planning.
Oh, no.
I mean, I
like,
don't think that it...
No, not at all. Let's but, like, just the idea of that being a thing is kind of fucking
to
crazy.
To the best of my knowledge, euthanasia, that's still illegal in the United States, right?
What happened with the whole Kevorkian thing? Is that dude still doing stuff? What's up with Jack Kevorkian?
He died, right?
Yeah, okay.
He wrote the coaster.
Like, isn't, like, Seattle working on that for, like, terminally ill patients?
I think so.
Really?
That was always
with
the
such
debate,
right? A distinct
the coaster?
Accent.
I know. They all,
yeah,
they're like, oh, we have the coaster over here. That guy's from Seattle.
Oh, you gotta spin on it. A little spin. All right, let's go into this next one. To marry an unknown person or to never be able to marry or date.
Bottom.
Ooh.
Easy.
Really? Bottom. Wow, really? That's what you're gonna go with.
Oh yeah.
But like Andy,
Dude, I don't wanna live with an unknown roommate.
But what if she's a smoke show?
What if it's doesn't matter. Dharma or something?
I mean, okay, but what if it's not? Like,
okay, but you can knock on the door, hey, I'm person married.
Andy, we're trying to get you on Love is Blind. That's the whole premise.
I could just divorce her.
Just get divorced.
Exactly.
But like, no, the idea of like, you move somewhere and you're like, oh, I have to have an unknown roommate. I have to find a roommate on Craigslist or something. This is like that, but a million times worse.
Yeah.
Because in this situation, I feel like it's not just you being like, oh, I guess we're married now. It's just like you're in a world where this marriage is now like, it just is what
it's
it
like
is.
A nightmare. It's like a dream you have where you're like, I married this person I don't even know.
Yeah.
But let me, this is a great comment from the chat. It's gone, but I'll paraphrase. Knock on the door, Andy.
Hold on.
I don't know why your door is so cavernous. Yeah. Great. There you go.
Why'd you kick it?
You open the door, and it's Selena Gomez's friend.
Oh,
yeah. Second cousin.
Her friend is Taylor Swift.
I mean,
could be.
You're right. She has good friends.
Taylor Swift just broke up with that dude whose name I don't know, but they were together for 6 years. I saw that.
You're ridiculous.
I was looking for the wood block.
Yeah.
Is there not a wood block in this fucking thing? God damn it. Come on.
That's my favorite. right there. Mike, what say you? Marry person, unknown person, or never marry or date again? You're a marrying type. I feel like you'd
I'll
not be
marry
married.
The person. I'll marry the unknown person.
Okay.
Deliver him to my door.
Mike actually might prefer that at this point. Just to, let's just marry him off. Just give him someone to hang out with.
Someone to fucking talk to.
I can't keep going into the Discord all lonely like this.
I can't keep driving to fucking unknown locations by myself.
An unknown person is better than
known at all.
The other night we were in the Discord. It was so funny. If I just be like, Andy, I think I'm going to go play pool. I'm going to go to a pool hall. I think I'm going to start playing pool. You want to go to the pool? All I said was, don't do this. Don't. Why are you doing this? And then me and Washburn were like, how about you fucking go see a psychiatrist and just fix your shit?
I will say, I'm like tempted to go to Spices alone and just have a little one-on-one with that lady. You know what I mean?
Do you know the story behind
this? Her, yes, what's her name?
I do know the story behind
You know what I mean? Share some pig ear together. You know? Just some time. Some
Mike likes you because she gives him like a hug, and like I don't think Mike's been hugged in a long time.
They were
not in a bad way, just in like an actual person-to-person way.
It's a little bit of a bad way.
Does she want it?
He hugged her like she's his aunt.
Yeah, yeah.
And like he brought his friends to go. Like, visit his family's restaurant.
You know what, Tim? I should go tonight.
But he's only been there like four times.
Let's go tonight together.
I don't want to.
Come to my show with me tonight.
After Spices, let's go to Spices and then go there.
I can't go to Spices for the show. Is that a specific time? I can't move the show time.
We go to Spices.
Maybe. All right, let's see this.
I am in the mood to go Spices sometime this week.
Thank you, Kevin. Let's go.
How about this?
Spices tonight.
Sunday.
No, it's too far away.
We golf.
Okay. You can't wait.
Spices
that long.
Afterwards.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, yeah. But how about this week?
Fuck me. God damn it.
Ooh, the Dark Knight conundrum.
This is what, for audio listeners, the next one is be a hero who pretends to be a villain or be a villain who pretends to be a hero. Huh.
I mean, you got to go.
B, right?
Oh, my, like, yeah. Homelander in blue?
Yeah. You're Homelander in blue. And in red, you are the Dark Knight from the Dark Knight. You're a hero, but everyone thinks you're a bad guy.
Oh, no, you got to go with A, right?
I mean, here's the thing. No, man, you got to go with...
It's like,
but your life is hell. Everyone hates you. You're chased. Yeah, cops always want
tough.
You.
Yeah, that's tough.
That
you don't
fucking
want
sucks.
That. You don't want
sucks.
That. I don't want that.
The second one, you're just kind of like the president.
Yeah, look, it'd be one thing. Yeah, you're right, dude. Here's the thing. It'd be one thing if you were... If you had superpowers and everybody had to... think that you were a villain or you pretended to be a villain, but you're just a normal dude who maybe saves kids from falling off of boats or something.
I feel like when they use hero and villain, you have superpowers.
You have superpowers.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I think so. Yeah.
You have flight or something.
Cool. I'm going red.
You're going red.
Yeah, because like
I'm going to go blue.
Being a villain, you're doing bad things. I don't want to be doing bad
things. What I would always do on camera, though, if I was ever like caught, I would wink at the camera. So they would know.
Someone's like, following along. Like,
he's the hero. He's been
the hero. He's telling random people his secret.
Yeah,
you know?
And exactly.
Like, if you watch, I wink.
But how would I pretend that I was a villain? I'd have to do some bad shit to pretend I was a villain.
Can I ask you a question? After you winked like the 30th or 40th time, what would your villain name be? Would it be Henry Winkler?
Oh, God. We cut to another. Do we have another ad to cut to? Like,
he hurt you so bad, didn't he?
He cut me deep. It's hard for me to watch Barry.
Do you still think about that?
There's another. And Nick, I want
for
be,
a number
I
of reasons.
Be, I want to be totally clear. It's not that I dislike you. Okay, I like you as a person.
I like you too.
I think you're one of my friends. Thank you. But like,
you're my friend too. I know.
Walking over to be like, I don't need it, and us all panicking. And huddling up together.
I've never
as
been more
we
scared
walk
in my
away,
life.
And everyone, I think it was me, Andy, and maybe Tim or Greg, and we were just like, all right, no one fucking saying anything.
I've never
no
been more scared in my life.
Walk, just chill, let him diffuse. And we sent whoever, like, the highest
the
adult
person,
was.
Yeah,
no, we sent over, like, Greg to be like, hey, is everything all right? And we were like, Nick, let's just walk the other way. Let's go tell Tim right now.
Here's the thing. Yeah, look, there's
so much time. Prepping.
There are a lot of people. There's a lot of new
so
listeners.
Much prepping for that.
There are a lot of new listeners over the pandemic
they might
that
not
have
know about that,
you no
know.
Idea what we're talking about.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah.
So let's just really, really quickly.
We can unbox that right now?
We can unbox it right now. So Greg schedules us out for conferences sometimes. We go to like, what is it? What was it? What conference was it? Kansas City Comic Con?
It was a Kansas City Comic Con.
Kansas City Comic Con. We got scheduled to go there. And Greg's like, cool, we'll take some panels. And Henry Winkler was supposed to talk, give like a panel. He was supposed to do a panel. And they were like, we need a host for it. And Greg's like, Nick, do you want a host for the Fonz? Henry Winkler, I'm like, I'm loving Barry. I would love to talk to him for a little bit and like do that as one of my first times ever going out.
That's like, kind of like an interview, right?
Oh, yeah, do an interview, but it's, you're hosting a panel, right?
Yeah.
And it was in the big hall of Kansas City Comic
Con. The big
hall. It's not
hall.
Quite Hall H, but it was like a couple thousand people probably.
Yeah.
We promote this the whole fucking month. We go in there, come see Nick. Come see Nick talk to Henry Winkler. I went through this man's, I watched his movies. I went through his
Wikipedia,
learning. I had questions leading all the way up to, I mean, I went all the way back to that the Night Watch that he was in with Michael Keaton back in the day where they played morticians that made a brothel in the morgue. Macabre movie, but I enjoy it.
Wait, what?
Yeah, yeah, it's actually a fun movie.
But, like, not with the bodies, right?
Or Night Shift is what it was called. No, not with the dead bodies.
Okay.
What happens is it's a whole setup. But a lot of fridge space, right? And then they throw out like a frat party in there, and the guy's like, this is weird. But then they get him drunk, and then everyone makes a lot of money. And it turns out that Henry Winkler, very, very good at running a brothel because he gives all of the women that work there healthcare and like sets them up with their 401ks, and then they get to retire, which is really cool.
Oh.
Anyway, I was going to ask him all about that, and I spend like a couple days prepping for it, have a whole note, ready to go, a little nervous. I walk up, and the guy goes, and Henry Winkler comes up in his little cart. Remember he had a cart?
Yeah, I do.
It was so cool.
Uh-huh.
It was so fucking cool.
He doesn't talk to
power you. Move. Power move. Walks right by me. But guy's about to go on stage. The guy goes to hand me a mic and goes, hey, Mr. Winkler, this is Nick. He's going to be hosting the panel for you. And Henry turns to me. He goes, oh, you know, he's a very lovely man. Shakes my hand with both hands. Goes, oh, it's so nice to meet you. I don't need a host. And then in my memory, this is what happened next. He snatched the mic out of my hand and proceeded to walk on stage. But in reality, he goes, but if you'd like to go out and introduce me, I would really appreciate that.
He gave you a handshake. He leaned into your ear and he said, no one's ever going to remember you.
He said, as of right now, your career in entertainment is O-V-E-R. Over, Tim. So this is the worst case scenario for me. Because it would be better if he just went out on stage. Like someone said, hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Henry Winkler. But he goes, you can go out and announce me if you want. So now I'm like, no. I don't want to do that. That's the opposite of what I want to do. But I'm not going to say no to fucking.
To the wink.
The Fonz.
Man, just spit in your mouth.
Yeah. So I walk out on stage, and we had people there to watch me.
Spit in your face. Yeah.
Not as much
in your mouth.
To see Henry Winkler, but we probably had about, 500 people, maybe
probably,
200 people there.
Yeah.
It was a really big room, though.
It was a big fucking room.
Like, there were a lot of people for Henry Winkler.
We had a lot of best friends out there.
Yep.
And I know that because I proceeded to walk out on stage. Hey, everyone, I'm Nick Scarpino from Kinda Funny. applause. Please welcome to the stage, Henry Winkler. Give him the mic, shake my hand, walk off. And then I just, then I'm like, okay, two things are going to happen. One later and one right now.
Yep.
Oh, man.
One, I have to turn and see.
Greg. Andy.
Tim.
And Kevin.
You have to face us.
And I have to face them.
Unbelievable.
And you know it's bad when you guys aren't even laughing. Where you're just like, wow.
Nick walks back down the little stairs through the curtain. And I swear to God, all of us made eye contact with each other and all looked the opposite ways. We all just like kind of looked at the wall, just like
I was on my phone. I was
just like, just let this happen. Like, even Kevin was like, no, not the time.
And then the second thing I knew was going to happen was inevitably somebody in our community going, what the literal fuck just happened? Because I was told this was going to be a one-on-one interview. I came to this fucking hall to see Henry fucking Winkler and Nick. And now I'm watching a one-man Henry Winkler show, which I think is what he was prepping for. Yeah. And kudos to him for using the opportunity to do that.
No, he fucked you on that. Not kudos.
I don't blame Henry for that. No. I blame the people who organized the conference for the miscommunication.
So
I don't think Henry
miscommunication. He arrived, was like, nice to meet you.
He called an audible, bro.
And immediately looked over at the other dude and was like, I don't need anyone.
I don't need him.
Me. Yeah, like, it was so
mean. Nick, now what if he did this? They're like, this is Nick. And he looked at you and up and down. He's like, I'm going to do this alone.
Yeah.
How was that?
That's essentially what happened.
That's what happened.
And then afterward, I got a picture with him. He was really, really nice because we stuck around for the whole thing. Or was it beforehand?
He was great.
We got a picture.
He
was
a sweet little man.
We did come back because I think we went for a walk. I wasn't like.
We lost our donuts or something.
I wasn't mad. I was like, I just felt bad that it was a waste of people's time who came to specifically see me, let's be honest, fail at interviewing Henry Winkler for 45 minutes on stage. Because I think a lot of people were like, this is going to be ridiculous. Nick's going to say something stupid. And it's going to be fun.
Well, you remember what you were planning on doing, right?
No, I don't recall.
You had one specific question you were going to ask him.
Which was
what? That you were like really, really excited to ask him. Which was, do you have any questions for me?
Oh, yes. I thought that was going to be hilarious.
No, I thought that would have been good.
Turn the tables on the wink.
And no, I think he has enough of a sense of humor. I think he's like, I think he would have laughed at that. He's around enough. It's not like he's this old head that hasn't been on TV in 30 years, you know?
You know when you interview people that you respect? In the back of your mind, you're thinking, if I do this right, we're going to be best friends forever.
Yeah.
I was thinking
they're going to forget about you.
And I didn't even get the shot.
That was me with Mina Kimes. Mm-hmm. And everyone else will like a tweet, and I'm like, we're not quite there, but this is still cool.
I saw her on TV recently, Andy. I was at a bar and I looked up and I saw her. I was like, Andy interviewed her. That's pretty fucking cool.
It's the coolest person in my phone book.
So cool.
Andy, every once in a while, I think me and Guillermo, we were right there. If I had gone to watch Pinocchio with him, I think we'd be best friends right now.
He gave you the one-on-one invite.
He grabbed me by the arm and started walking me in. I was like, I got to put my cup away. I said that knowing that I was leaving him forever.
There's an alternate reality where Guillermo del Toro was like, I miss Kevin.
I miss Kevin. Kevin will be in my next movie.
I just watched. Kevin could have been Guillermo's guy. Like he's like Guillermo's like, I can't get this Pinocchio fucking puppet to work. Kevin's like, I got some WD-40 in my pocket. I'll spritz it.
I'll spritz it down.
Mike, if you were to go to one of these Comic Cons, and they were like, hey, we want you to interview this person. Who would you want that one-on-one to be with?
Who would I want to be one-on-one with?
Yeah.
Not in the video game world, more entertainment.
No, I'd say either or. Either or.
Yeah, but don't say video games. Yeah, I was going to say.
Me and the Diesel. You guys got the
Big Shactus?
Yeah. Andy got to hang out with him one time. Do you think Shaq would remember you?
Do you think Shaq's going to give you a good interview?
Yeah. Because we're going to talk EDM music.
Yeah.
Next thing I know, we're all going to be backstage at, you know, Diesel's concert later that night, for sure, 100%.
Tell you what, Mike Ryan from the Levitard Show.
You know who else?
Shows with him.
Lil Nas X. I think me and Lil Nas X, we'd have a good interview.
I think you're right.
We'd have a good conversation.
Well, I'll tell you why, though. I mean, the only reason why we know that is because we saw Lil Nas X get interviewed, and we know that he's a very affable person.
Mm-hmm.
And we just know the dude is, like, down to clown and be funny and not going to be this, like, siloed kind of personality. Mm-hmm. So that's always helpful. But when you have somebody who doesn't want to give you shit, those are the ones where you're like, I'm dying up here, man. You know,
Tony Hawk.
No, now people always
that's crazy. I would get along so well with Tony.
Weird energy, and like that is your fault.
And he was promoting Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5. The blame is on Activision, as far as I'm concerned.
No, the blame's on Greg Miller, and I'll tell you why. Because Greg booked this for like 45 minutes with Tony Hawk.
15.
And Tony, like that, those interviews should be 7.5 minutes long, maybe 15 max.
I think you know what I mean. If you guys just came at him with a different kind of attitude.
Well, no, but it's, Kevin, real talk. What happened was this. I was like, Tim, do we need to prepare for this? And Tim was like, absolutely. But in my brain, I'm like, Tim's got
he
this.
Doesn't mean it.
Tim knows Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 through 4. He's gonna ask him all the relevant questions.
But you went
I'm just
first.
There to pep. I'm just peppering.
He's peppering.
And the problem is, I had it. I had it. And then Nick grabbed the wheel. It was like we're going somewhere else.
There was like, what are you doing? Stop.
There was a momentary lull. There was a momentary lull, and I'm like, dead air is bad air. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it goes silent, we're not doing our job right.
We're not doing our job right.
No, please don't.
I don't want to.
Just don't. Just don't. People can find it if they want to. I don't. Yeah.
It's out there. It's out there. That's all that matters. We did it.
I think we had 15 minutes, and I think we cut it to 7.
No, we went the whole 15 minutes. Because it was scheduled. Like, everything was scheduled, so we had people coming on. We had to go 15 minutes. And if my memory, this is how I remember this. We got about 10, and we just ran out of shit to talk about. Because Tony was, like, giving us 5-minute, like, 5-second answers each. Well, yeah, it was pretty cool. Tony does not want to be here. Tony does not want to talk about this game. And Tony's not giving us much.
I'd like me and Nick to interview Diplo. Something like that. Like, put me and Nick in a situation where we're not going to be great at, but, like, an EDM artist. Like, put me and Nick there. Poolside in Las Vegas. Diplo's about to go on in 30.
Yeah.
Mike and Nick get 10. And let's just see what questions we throw at Diplo.
My thing is this. What I tried to do, and what I tried to do with Tony, and Tony just wasn't having it, was I'm like, listen, everyone's always talking. Everyone talks to Tony Hawk about sports.
Yeah.
Everyone knows everything about Tony Hawk.
The man who did the 900, so it's a big deal, you know?
Yeah, but people have heard that story. I want to know the real Tony Hawk. I want to peel back the layers and get to know the man and have a conversation that's completely non sequitur with him. And Tony did not want that. Tony did not want it.
You know, I don't want to get too into this, but
get into
like, Nick, I don't know if you remember this correctly.
No,
because like
at all.
That's one version of what happened. What actually happened was you immediately like I started asking questions about the Tony Hawk franchise and the history and skateboarding, things that I know. Mm-hmm. And Nick just immediately goes, "Hey, like, you know, it's really dangerous to skateboard. Like, you know, maybe you should try yoga instead." And well, it just turned into a thing
I
about
said, what
yoga.
I said, "When you skateboard at your elevated age, what do you do to keep yourself healthy? Do you ever try yoga?" And he was like, "No."
And it just did not.
And then I went like this. Then I went like this.
Like, I'm gonna double down. Mm-hmm.
Then I went, Tim.
Baby.
That's
2024.
That was like one of the first interviews I ever did, and it never got better.
Yeah. It just sounds like he didn't know you were doing a thing.
I wasn't doing a thing.
He wasn't
I was
doing
legitimately
a thing, Andy.
Trying to ask him questions about his life because to me, it came across that he did not want to talk about Pro Skater for the 9,000th.
Here's what I do. I go, Tim, you're asking a lot of really good questions right now, right?
Yes.
But I've got to know right now. What other bird would you rather your last name be?
It wasn't Hawk.
It's quality questions.
That's a great question.
God, Andy, you get it.
And then I need Tim to laugh there to know, obviously, this guy's not serious.
Exactly.
He's being silly.
Exactly.
That's what Lepetard always does. Like, there's always somebody laughing in the background, so the person being interviewed knows, they're doing a thing. This isn't an actual
thing.
And then if the answer's not Tony Falcon, you're fucking up, you know? Like,
holy shit.
Tony Eagle's pretty sick, too.
Tony Eagle.
See, Andy, that's us year 9, year 10. This was us year 1. There's a lot of noise.
Sure.
There's so much noise.
He had a big floor. Pick.
Yeah, it's a lot of
it
noise.
It was tough, guys. I'm not used to this.
Which one of you would want to be on Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis? Low Skill Plays, like, I had a vision in my mind to do Between Two Ferns with game developer, like really, really, really big famous game developers. And I just don't know if they would really play well, but I wanted to be in like the Andy's 30-second review, like awkward, kind of deadpan character. I don't know if there's a lot of developers out there that would kind of vibe with it.
I feel like the closest we got to that was Mega 64. And like 33, they would always do that.
Yeah.
And like Rocco would just never break character.
Yeah.
And like some of them would be like Kojima was always down.
Yeah.
He got Miyamoto and like all that stuff. But there'd be some people that just didn't get the joke, which is, I guess, the joke. But
yeah.
It's hard out there.
We could just interview Troy Baker. Well, I mean, you and I, Nick, did interview Troy Baker and Neil Druckmann.
The best thing we ever did on KFA.
It was a great interview on KFA.
It was really, really good.
Seek that out if you haven't seen that episode.
I mean, again, you guys, look, I'm not afraid to say, with Tony Hawk, as with most of my interviews in the past, I failed. But the important thing is that I've gotten slightly better at it.
In the like last 2%.
You've gotten better.
But that's better than it was before.
He's peppering.
You put me with Tony Hawk right now, and here's the first thing I ask. What other bird would you rather your last name be than Hawk?
I bet you he put you with Tony Hawk. First thing you ask him, like, so have you done any yoga?
You tried yoga? I gave you 10 years, motherfucker.
I just love, like, all right, ready? Here we go. Nick, you've been waiting for this the whole time. Don't say it. Don't ask a yoga question. Don't ask a yoga question. What about yoga? Oh, fuck.
Any yoga in your life?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. You got, let's do one more of these and we'll bang it out. There we go.
No, we don't like that. Give me a better one.
Give me one. Sucks. Love or money? I'll take love. Be a DC character? Nah, ooh, be a Marvel character. I mean, these are these easy. Marvel. Oh, Jesus Christ, that's not hard.
Some of these are misses.
Let's go one more.
Might be a little bit one further more. Down. There could be a couple more good ones.
Be fluent in all languages, but never be able to leave your country. Mm. Speak only your language or be able to leave your country. I can't see what it says. Oh, but be able to leave your country.
Oh, that's tough.
No, it's be my fluent. Language. That's what I do now. Yeah. I go to every country and I go, hello, I'm
I know, but you hello. Could gain the ability to learn all languages. Though.
Yeah, but
then you can't leave.
Stay
you can't
in America anywhere. Forever. Yeah. That sucks.
That's a bad country.
I'm okay with that. There's cool places in America. There's so you much know. Value to knowing no, every right. language.
There definitely is. I just like, I always have the dream of like visiting cool
yeah, for sure.
locales, you know?
Yeah.
I'd Will be willing I to that give that up like? To be able to speak every language and know when people are talking shit about me everywhere I go. You know what I mean?
That is cool.
No
like in the movies.
You,
yeah.
I love you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
like in John Wick when he fucking what's his name? Reek
mm-hmm.
is like, oh, he's speaking in his Russian and John Wick is like, Reek. I'm not a little bitch. And he speaks it back to him and they kill his dog. Part one.
It's tough.
Spoilers.
This is a story I've told a million times because anytime this guy comes up, I tell it. But I it just brings me so much joy. The small world shit. Do you know this guy Reek? From Game of Thrones.
Yeah, of course.
You know, Alfie Allen yeah. is his name. He's been in John Wick. He's been in a couple of
Lily's brother.
Lily Allen's brother. Do you know
Lily
Allen?
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
I've told you about Lily 50 Allen. Times on podcasts, but it's okay. It's one of those things you forget. Now, I'm happy you don't remember because now I get to tell you the fun part of the story. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, oh shit.
I will definitely absorb this.
One of Lily Allen's biggest hit songs in the early days, she put out Smile. Like, which was her first big hit. But, like, the second single was called
If I Just Breathe.
I think it was called. Mm-hmm. Oh. And it was a song about her little brother being an annoying piece of shit that was just masturbating all the time in his room and was just causing a problem. And the music video is this, like, puppet version of her little brother. And then years later, we realize, oh, my God, it's the Game of Thrones guy.
That'd be rough.
That was fucking jerking off in his room.
That'd be real rough.
This was a... I mean, talk about, like, being famous for something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so this, that's, like, a single that went out?
Yeah. There was, like, there's a fucking music.
The record company was like, hey, this song this about your single, little brother dude. Jerking off in his room all the time is yep. cool. Put that out on the radio.
I mean, yeah. This is why I'm glad my brother is not famous. Because the shit he would have said about me would have ruined me for life.
Yeah.
Huh. I would always hide my medicine on the, like, I would throw my medicines behind the bed.
Your cum socks?
No, Jesus. Medicine.
What do you mean by medicine?
Yeah, exactly. What do you mean by
we're talking about jerking
it.
Off.
I was a sick kid, so like I'm just talking about like shit that I did where like my I would always have to take these big ass pills that always make me choke. Or the ones that would taste gross. So like my parents told me that one day they were like, oh, we're gonna rearrange Andy's room, move his bed to it, and like a fuckload of pills were back there. They're like, God fucking damn it, Andy.
They're like, even our kid's either a pill head or he's been hiding his medicine from everyone. That's a rough one. Hey, everyone, that's it for our podcast today. Thank you so much for joining us on the Kinda Funny podcast. I have been Nick. Remember, guys, if you want to support this podcast, you're not doing so already, please head over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and check out our tiers. We'd love it for you guys to back us right into the show, get all of our stuff ad-free and all that jazz. But hey, if you don't have any bucks to give, no big deal. Leave a comment on here and let us know. Yeah, let us know some fun would you rathers that you would rather do, because I think that's probably going to be the title of this episode.
This is a blast.
This was
what
a really
great
good time.
Episode. Episode.
Thank you all.
The thumbnail's just going to be red versus blue, by the way.
That's perfect. That's easy. Easy. That's very
people are going to think it's going to be that.
Until next time, guys, I've been Nick Scarpino. You've been wonderful. See you later. Uh.